Wow, this is my 11th episode. I'm in the double digits now. But anyway, thanks for the follows, the downloads, and the plays. It's been a lot of fun, and I really, really appreciate all the feedback I've gotten. Fun to hear. All right, I just wanted to take a minute to share my gratitude for my back. It went out a few weeks ago, and this time I was able to feel it straining so that I could baby it, and then it slowly gets worse until it gets better. It happens every couple years. This time, though, I actually did strain it weightlifting, which is a little less embarrassing than getting out of the tub and bending over to get a towel, which happened the first time. Anyway, one of the first times was on Christmas Day, and the kids were at their dad's, and I was out shoveling, and I guess the snow was super heavy because I bent down to scoop and couldn't get back up. It hurt so bad. But being the independent woman I am, and also the people pleaser, I didn't want to ruin anyone's Christmas, so I kept pretending I was shoveling until nobody else was on the street, and then I shuffled back into the house, onto the couch, where I remained for the rest of the day. When it happens, it's super frustrating, but it also makes me appreciate when my back's healthy and it doesn't hurt to walk or sneeze or anything else. So I'm grateful for my back. I am an artist. When I'm working on a drawing, painting, or creating something and I get stuck, what do? So say I've been drawing for hours and something's not right. I can work on it and work on it, but I just don't get it. So I get frustrated and sometimes I get mad. But when I get to that point, I always know what to do. I have to step away and take a break from it. And then when I come back to it with fresh eyes, I'm able to focus more and see the problem, correct it, and finish the piece. I've discovered that scenario or guidance or advice or whatever you want to call it works the same with dating.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson. Sponsored by Dating by Deb.
So before we get into our topic today, it's the awkward dating moment. This awkward dating moment happened to me. I was at an 80s concert on a date, and I had dressed up a little bit in the 80s, including some chunky or big hoop earrings. Anyway, we were at the concert and having a great time, but about halfway through, my earrings started hurting my ears because they are super cheap. So I just took them out and put them in my back pocket. It was a long concert, so between bands playing, my date wanted to find a concert t-shirt, so we walked around the stadium, and then we stood in line for about a half hour to get food, and then we found a place to stand and eat the food, walk around a little bit more. Anyway, as we were walking, I felt something stabbing my butt cheek. And I was like, what? So I reached back and I felt my earrings. I had accidentally put down my pants instead of my back pocket. So I had to kind of let my date know, but this has happened to me enough times where it's still embarrassing, but it is what it is. So luckily he stood in front of me so that I could get my earrings out of my pants. So you might think that the moral of the story is to make sure you don't miss your back pocket, but find yourself someone who has compassion for you and will guard you while you scrounge around for your misplaced earrings. My goodness, he's a keeper. All right, after years of dating, it became a chore, a means to an end. It wasn't fun anymore, and I was discouraged with the endless first dates and countless times I told my story and the disappointment that my Mr. Right was nowhere to be found. I got to the point that I didn't want to spend another minute with a stranger when I could be spending that time with my growing kids, because they were getting older, experiencing new things, and leaving the nest one by one, and I didn't want to miss out on that. Well, then when things got overwhelming to me, my social life was the first to go, because everything else that took up my time was more important. So I took a break. At first, I didn't know how long of a break, but it was much needed. So after I had screeched that to a halt, when a guy would ask me out, I would politely thank them and decline, but then let him know I was taking a break to focus on my kids. And they all seemed to be okay with that except one particular fellow. He irritatedly said, "That's what all the women say. That's just an excuse. That's what you say when you don't want to really go out with a guy, but you don't want to tell him to his face." Sheesh. He was a bit adamant about it, which bothered me. Actually, it really bugged me, if I'm being honest. Yeah, I thought, even if it were an excuse, which it's not, it's a reason, and it's my reason. So if you don't like it, just find someone else who doesn't have that reason right now. Problem solved. I was thinking, what's your end goal here? Are you trying to make me feel bad and admit that it's just an excuse? Like it would get me to say, oh, you got me. I was lying, but now I really want to go out with you. No, my rules, my reasons, my excuses are just that, mine. We all have our own reasons for doing things, and they're usually created from life or past experiences. So let people be themselves. They don't need to change their reasons just because you're having a 47-year-old tantrum. One of the main important things I've learned from my divorce journey is not to judge anyone. They have their reasons for everything they do, and who am I to tell them that it's not correct? I did learn this the hard way, and unfortunately the hard way is usually the best way to learn, or at least it sticks with you. So I remember even before I was single, I'd look at divorced people like they were broken or somehow lower members of society. I know, I'm sorry. Surprise, I became one. At first I had a really hard time with just the name, most likely because I judged so harshly. I didn't want to be a divorcee with an ex. I heard people talk about their former spouses and they didn't speak kindly of them. They usually referred to them as the ex. My ex this, my ex that. And I didn't want to be one of those people. But I was in that situation. I had to move forward with that hanging over my head. Eventually, I came to grips with it, although after 14 years, I still don't like that title. But I began dating, getting used to the idea of spending time with someone new. Over and over again. I met guys who'd been divorced for the second or third time. They were kind of embarrassed to admit that. And of course, Judgy Deb came out thinking, divorced again? Can't they figure it out? Then it happened, literally. I was married and divorced again in a matter of 12 days. Walking out of the courthouse with my head in my hands, I was completely humbled. That was followed by a steady diet of crow. I judged people for using food stamps. Bam. Women working full-time? Yep, that was me. Judge people for leaving their kids at a babysitter while they worked? Yep, I had to do that. Buying pre-made frozen dinners? Yep, I had to do that too. I know, I was pretty bad. I remember being at work one day, watching someone do something that I wouldn't do, and my brain went straight to judgment. Before I could open my mouth, I caught myself. Nope, doesn't matter what they're doing. They have their reason. It isn't for me to question or judge because I don't want to have to go through that. Huge lesson learned. Wow, I really went on a tangent with that one, but it is part of my story. So, pardon me, we'll go back to the break. I was sick of dating. The last time I went on a date before I took the break was awful. Not because of the guy, it was because of me. He'd asked me out a week in advance, I said yes, and then as each day approached, I'd get more and more anxious. I didn't want to go, but I couldn't bring myself to cancel. Because I was trying to put myself out there, trying to change my attitude, trying to like dating, and it was just hard. We met at a restaurant and just chatted, but because of my attitude, because I didn't want to go, and because I thought it would be awful, it was. Because of my thoughts. Everything he said bothered me. I just wanted to go home. I was pleasant and grateful to him, but when the date ended, I got in my car and sat there and cried. So it was time for me to step back, to put Dating Deb into park and focus on my kids. And that's what I did. It was actually really nice. I spent time with my kids. We played games, hung out, worked, vacationed, and just lived our lives. It was great. And I also spent time with me. I got to know me a little bit better. I went to movies alone, which the first time I did that, I was super, super conscious about it. And I got called out on it too, so, which was embarrassing. But it's all right. I ate out alone. I admit I only did this once because I felt like I was wearing a t-shirt that said, "Loner, couldn't find a date, stare at me please." Even though nobody was, that's how I felt. So hats off to you lone restaurant eaters. I actually kept Fridays as my date night with me. I highly recommend it. I would watch a movie, go to a play, go to dinner with a girlfriend, have spa night, go shopping, just do something for me, something I wanted to do. I really discovered new interests and hobbies. I also love journals and planners. I am a planner, if you can't tell by now. And one of the things I did to help me focus more on me was I made a pie chart in my planner with 5 areas of focus: physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, and educational. And I tried to check off those pie slices each day. Physical, I would lift weights because that's a workout that I found that I really like, or just try to get my 10,000 steps in, or just any other kind of exercise movement during the day. Mental, I got into meditation and I really love it. It helps calm my brain down, which then affects everything else. spiritual. I either read my church lesson or listen to a spiritual book on tape for 10 minutes in the morning. Emotional. I started to say daily affirmations, and I'm sure mine are probably different than yours. I set goals, and then my affirmations reflect that goal, and it keeps it in the forefront of my mind. Educational. I read self-help books, which I love. So I try to do that for 10 minutes every morning. Sometimes it's just 5, but reading even for 5 minutes is way more than I used to read, because I would think, oh, I need to read a chapter, but I don't have time. So even 5 minutes, it's been great. I've really loved it. Some days go a bit more smoothly than others, and some days I try to get just like one of them checked off. The point is, it's really helped me. Sometimes as parents, we totally put everybody else's needs above ours. And if we want to be able to be our best selves and take care of those who rely on us, we need to take care of us. And I'm so grateful I did, because those things became habits for me during those years, and they still are. So during my break, lots of monumental steps of life happened. I had some kids get married, so I got to plan a few weddings. I had kids to send off either to college or missions and welcome them home. There were babies to welcome into the world, showers, birthdays, and holidays with just my kids. It was awesome. We had so much fun. It was down to me and my two youngest boys. One of them asked me what I was gonna do when they were all gone and I was alone. I said, after having kids for the past 30 years, I'll probably enjoy it for a while. Eli has always taken really good care of me. The older kids joke that he's gonna live with me until he's 40. Being the youngest, I think he feels responsible to make sure I'm taken care of. That's why when he was approaching his senior year, I thought I'd better start thinking about dating, so he doesn't feel like he needs to stick around for me. I felt like if I could get to the point where I was open to dating, it would be easier. It's just getting to that point that's the tough thing. I actually got to the point where I was excited to go on dates, and I'll share my experience along with what I feel like is the secret in a future podcast. But honestly, I believe my break was a great, healthy step in my life. It improved my mental and emotional health so much. I read some articles to back up my personal findings, and they did. One dating expert, besides myself, of course, said to give yourself permission to enjoy being single. Rather than pouring all your energy into finding someone else, focus on things that make you happy. A positive attitude can magnetically attract, so you may just find the one when you least expect it. Another article pointed out things that you may notice in yourself if it's time for a break. You can see the show notes for the articles. Number one, are you cynical about dating? When you swipe through the apps, you just feel frustration, like a mildly sadistic delight in swiping left, or just start judging each profile with disdain? Yes, I was there. In fact, one of my friends at work would tease me that I don't believe in love and bliss anymore. Well, it's back. Bring on the Hallmark movies. Number two, you are uninterested in being set up with anyone. You may not understand why you don't want to go on dates with a seemingly eligible bachelor or bachelorette, but you know for sure that you don't. Maybe you're exhausted about dating, from not replying to messages, even not wanting to show up on dates. Thomas Edwards, founder of The Professional Wingman, says, perhaps you just haven't had any enjoyable or memorable experiences in a long time. Whatever the reason, you find yourself with zero motivation to get back out there. For me, I got so discouraged because I thought, it never works out. There's always something, some reason, either I don't like him or he doesn't like me. And it was really frustrating. How little I knew. Number three, you're using dating to distract you from your last relationship. If you do this, you are on a serious rebound. And dating too quickly without grieving the loss of your last relationship is getting in the way of letting go of your last love. Dr. Gary Brown says, it may be your best long-term interest to take a step back. Yeah, I hate to admit this, but I actually went on a date with someone I really liked so that he could make his ex-girlfriend jealous. I guess at least he was upfront with me, but then again, that means I made the conscious decision to go with him. Not one of my best moments. Number four, dating is taking an emotional toll on you. If you find yourself doubting your self-worth because a couple of people you kind of, sort of, not really dated haven't wanted to keep seeing you, it may be time to take a break from dating. No one is worth making you think less of yourself, especially not someone who couldn't see everything you bring to the table. That's on them, not you. I really love that because it's true. And it reminds me of a guy I dated once where I ended up feeling like I did all the work. It was partially on him, but I really didn't want to see the signs. He wasn't as into me as I was into him, and I dragged it on too long, and by the time I finally broke up with him, I felt really stupid. So he either didn't have the guts to let me know, which was on him, or I also talked myself through little signs that made me feel desperate and pathetic. And I hate feeling like that because there was no need. I did not need to put myself in that position. Somebody else would think I was amazing because I am. We all deserve to be cherished and appreciated because I feel so much better. So I recommend taking a break from dating for however long you need. For me, it took 5 years just because of my life situation and what was going on. That's how long I needed. I spoke with a girlfriend and she said that she took a break for the summer. So for whatever reason you have, whatever reason you want to use, it's helpful to take a break. Spend time with yourself. Have date night with you. What do you like to do? And don't be afraid to do things alone. I actually had a single friend who up and went to China alone. Yeah, I was pretty impressed. I wish I was that daring. Anyway, the point is, taking breaks from dating is part of the process. We're all different, so you'll need to do what's best for you. And take a break until dating is fun again. Happy dating! So let me ask you a question. Do you hate dating? Do you feel frustrated with your dating life right now and want to take a break? Are you currently taking a break and are thinking about getting back out there? Well, you're in luck. I am a dating coach and I can help you. Did you know that I offer 60-minute consultation calls? We talk about where you are, where you want to be, and how I can help you get there. Right now, I've got 4 spots left for a free consultation call, and I would love to help you. So sign up by clicking the link in the show notes, and let's get started.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson. Sponsored by Dating by Debbie.